It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone.
Welcome back to In the Moment. Well, it's not the 3rd of September, but it's a day that SDPB Steve Zwemke will remember, the day that he spoke with Otis Big Daddy Williams of The Temptations. The Temptations are in Sioux Falls this Thursday, along with the Four Tops in a twin bill of legendary Motown groups. And you can see them at Washington Pavilion at 7:30 local time Thursday night. In the Moment, producer Steve Zwemke joins me now with more. Steve, how exciting is this upcoming show of Motown greats?
It's really exciting because it's on the heels of the 60th anniversary of Motown. So we are catching these two legendary groups at a special time. They've been friends for all this time, dating back to the days in Detroit. And Otis has some interesting stories about the beginnings of Motown, too. But, Lori, one of the things I talked about in lyrics like "I've got sunshine on a cloudy day." That's you can't get more happy than that, can you?
It doesn't go away. No.
No. So what I started to talk to Otis Williams about was just feeling the love everywhere you go. I mean, with that kind of music, you're going to feel the love, whether you're dealing with fans, the media, whoever you run into. I mean, who is not going to like The Temptations?
Right.
So anyway, I visited with Otis last Friday, and that's exactly what we started to talk about, just kind of feeling that love.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I feel the love, you know, when something like Motown or Temptations has been loved for 60 years, that's a lot of love with continuity, you know. So I definitely feel the love every time and every place we perform, like we're getting ready to go into Detroit and celebrate Motown's 60th anniversary. And, you know, so it's going to be a great turnout and all the love that will be there. I'm feeling the love all the time.
Wow, just like My Girl, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Just My Imagination, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and so many others. And I know Motown had some similarities to Nashville in that there were some great songwriters in Motown. Did The Temptations write any of your own music?
Oh, well, we did a few, but mostly our songs were written by Smokey Robinson, Berry Gordy, definitely Norman Whitfield. So a few with Holland Doja Holland. You know, but yeah, it's mostly done by in-house producers and guys at Motown.
Yeah, it's a very, very successful formula that you guys had. Tell us about the current lineup of The Temptations and how long you've been performing together. I was kind of surprised because Terry Weeks and Ron Tyson have been with you for quite some time now. Can you tell us about the lineup that we'll see in Sioux Falls?
Oh, well, speaking of the lineup, Terry Weeks has been with me for over 20 years. Ron Tyson's been with me for about 36, 37 years. Willie and Larry's been in the group for about 5 years.
You've had to meld new members into the group over a 60-year period. Has that been a challenge, or do you find that to be kind of easy, actually?
Well, it's a combination of the two. It's a challenge at times, but, you know, we still love doing what we have to do. And, you know, and unfortunately, as time would have it, you know, we have to change members. You know, but I always try and look at it as a labor of love, because I still love the ambiance of The Temptations and the way the world has come to know and love The Temptations. So it's a great honor to still be able to be around for 60 years.
Yeah, the style, the sharp dress of the Temptations, the moves, the rhythm, all part of what makes your group such a great part of our musical history. Looking Sharp was a staple of a lot of Motown bands. Was there a philosophy behind that?
Well, see, the Temptations, back when we first started out and signed up with Motown, we had to go to school. By that, I meant they had a department called Artist Development. Hmm. And we would go there and we would sit and rehearse and talk with people that had been in the business longer than we had, like Maurice King, our vocal coach, Harvey Fuqua, who used to be with the famous Munglows, Shelly Berger, our manager, Charlie Atkins, a noted choreographer, and Jenny Allen, who would make sure that we were sounding correct. And during the process of that, they would teach us about being in show business, about the style, about how to carry yourself, and four things they always taught us to be mindful of. I said, Temp, you guys are becoming very noted in the business. Four things we want to tell you guys. Don't get caught up in trying to tell somebody about religion, politics, money, and who they are in love with. Stay away from that. That's taboo. And I've found that to be very true, because over the years, we've had people to try and get us into that, but we learned a long time ago back off of that. So we went to school and they taught us about, you know, certain philosophies and how to dress. And they said also, you know, you guys will be watched more so off stage than you will on stage, because on stage, they know what you're supposed to do, but they'll be wondering what kind of people you are off stage. So, you know, we have learned a lot, still learning a lot. And I'm just glad that we were at Motown and for them to develop a department called Artist Development. So it's a great, great honor.
That is so interesting. And there were some real brains behind that 60 years ago to create so many successful bands, and to learn some of the things away from the music, business philosophy, and some of the things you run into in the music industry. That's so interesting. When you're a group for almost 60 years, let's just take a few years in the early days. There has to be conflict. How did the Temptations overcome those situations in order to stay successful?
Well, just like conflict you have in your marriage. You try and work it out and work over it and get past it and continue on. You know, it's the same process even when you're dealing in the professional world and dealing with guys that you have to be with every day. Sometimes you get kind of dicey, you know, but you have to remember you're dealing with people first, talent is second, you know, but us being people, we all have our, you know, our mood swings and our dispositions and things like that. So it's a constant effort to try and sing in harmony as well as work in harmony. So we just always try and look at it on the real side of we're dealing with people first, and then everything else falls in the play after that. But it's a constant work effort of trying to make maintain some kind of peace and decorum within not only a group, but even if at home if you're married. So it's a constant in whatever phase of life you're in.
Folks down there tell me, say, give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong can survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I love psychedelic soul. And again, we're talking with Otis Williams of the Temptations. He has been with the group from the beginning, back in the early 1960s. Artists like The Fifth Dimension, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, and you were at the forefront. Can you discuss how your group and how Motown shifted as psychedelic soul kind of took hold?
Well, at the time, when psychedelic soul became very popular during the late 60s, just so happened the producer, Norman Whitfield, and the Temps, we decided to go on the change directions, because all before then we were known for Ain't Too Proud to Beg, My Girl, Please Return Your Love, I Could Never Love Another the Way You Do the Things You Do. But in 1968, we decided to go to Psychedelic Soul and enter Cloud Nine. Norman Whitfield and the Temps went in, and we did that. And that was our first Grammy, Motown and the Temps' first Grammy, 1968. And it became so successful with us doing the psychedelic soul that we stayed with it for about up until 1971, 72, when we had Papa Was a Rolling Stone out. And so, but at that time, that's what was happening, was the psychedelic soul. And we just rode the crest of it, and we won three Grammys during that period of time, one for Cloud Nine and two for Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
I can't not think about you guys on the 3rd of September.
Yeah, that's turned out to be a joke, and a fun-loving joke. But someone texted on the internet and said it was the 3rd of September, and then ended up playing it. And so that was the day Dennis's father died. And,
yeah.
And true to it, Dennis's father did die on the 3rd of September.
Wow. This is quite a bill coming to Washington Pavilion. You're with the Four Tops. Is there a relationship between the two groups that goes back to Motown's roots?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Four Tops and us have been friends for eons, seem like, and we've always been competitive towards one another. You know, we always try and outdo one another on the stage. So it's a fun-loving affair, great camaraderie and friendship, you know. So we love the Tops, you know, because they have been around longer than the Temps. You know, I remember when I was a young guy, and the Tops were very popular then, and I would speak in certain bars on the age to try and see and hear the Tops, because they were one of the few black groups that could sing full part modern harmony, you know. So we were very thrilled to hear them brothers sing, you know, like the Four Freshmen or the High Lows, or they could do that kind of stuff. So yeah, the Four Tops are fantastic.
Yeah, it's a fantastic bill coming, kind of a once in a lifetime event that's coming to the Washington Pavilion. One final question, Otis, and I'm sure you've been asked this several times. You're the last surviving original member of the Temptations. What happens to the Temptations down the road? I mean, does this group continue for years to come? What do you see as the future for the Temptations?
Well, you know, I want to be like Papa Was a Rolling Stone, keep rolling on.
There you go.
You know, and continue on even if I'm not there. You know, I want to have another, you know, set of guys out there to carry on the legacy what the world has come to know and love of the Temps. Unfortunately, we have a lot of, you know, offshoots, knockoff Temptations, but I will make a distinction that my group will be the legitimate Temps. So I plan on the Temps continuing on for as long as God let us.